Don't touch my hair. When it's the feelings I wear, don't touch my soul. When it's the rhythm I know, don't touch my crown. They see the vision.
Hello and welcome back to Pretty Gritty Talks. This is your host, Tasha and
Kayla.
And today we will be talking about natural hair. So, growing up as a young kid, I got a perm by the age of 6 years old by my mama friend, and she was furious.
Yeah.
And you know, I had like that wavy, like, well, it's like that now, but back then, you know, I had that wavy long hair. And then when I got a perm, and you know, once you had a perm, you couldn't stop getting them. Like, so we thought, like, once you get this perm, you just gonna have to keep getting perms.
Infinity perms. It's like, never end.
Never end. And for some reason, when I used to get perms, like, the whole time I got perms, it's like my hair would only reach a certain length. It wouldn't grow past that length. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, and I thought, you know, I just want my hair straight because I thought if I, you know, when you sweat it out or something, it was just nappy and I couldn't do nothing with it. I wanted my hair to be like a different texture, like other ethnicities, because I thought, you know, oh, I could do way more with my hair like that than with my coarse hair.
You sure did. You thought that.
So, and I remember when I first wore my natural hair was 2 years ago. I went natural in 2014, and then I wore it out for the first time in its natural state in 2018. And I was so scared because I was like, everybody finna be like, this ain't cute. They gonna judge me. I was all nervous, but it was the total opposite. Like, everybody was like, oh my God, let me touch it.
I don't know my first perm. I know I've had some bad experiences, though. I know I did get a perm. My mama thought I had, like, something going on with my scalp. So somebody put a perm on my hair, and my hair didn't do nothing but fall out.
Dang.
I think at some point. I don't know my first perm. I know when I was at least up to 3 or 4, I was still natural. So I'm going to say about 5, maybe.
Dang. And we were young getting them perms.
Probably. Putting chemicals all in child hair, deadly chemicals on our scalp, necks burning.
Man, like, how long this gotta stay on?
Yeah,
you fanning your hair?
Mm-hmm. Gotta put the Vaseline on your
man,
on your face. Make sure your skin don't burn.
Mm-hmm.
But we was just doing that.
I hated the process of getting a perm.
You know. Mm-hmm. But I think my hair was short. It was all right when I was younger, but by the time I got to middle school, I ain't had no hair.
Dang.
My hair was ear length. Like, what you mean? Nape of the neck length. Like, what you nape of the neck. Like, and it wasn't going no further than that. And now that you said that your hair never grew past the length, I think a lot of our hair was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of us who were still getting perms, our hairs did not grow, except for Jazz.
She had already had long hair.
That's genetics.
Mm-hmm.
That's genetics.
But, you know, my hair different from everybody in my house.
Really?
Yes, my mama, my brother, my niece, all of them got, like, loose curls, like, sleek.
Yours are long, a little tighter.
Mm-hmm. Huh. I'm the only one with coarse hair.
I didn't even think about that.
Like, how my brother gonna get, like, the smooth, like, and I get this. Like,
that's childish.
Like,
that's childish, girl. I mean, I would say, because that's how, I think that's how Yasmin's hair is. Her hair is a little thicker than mine. And then I feel like mama hair is a little looser than ours. She be acting like it's just so thick. Yeah. It's just so coarse. I'm like,
girl, stop. No.
I can run a brush through my hair. You all right. Like, it's not that deep. Now, Yasmin has some struggles, but that, we ain't gonna talk about that. But she getting there. Like, now that she went natural, I seen so much progress with her hair. Yeah. She's gotta, you know, take her time, learn more about it. It's really, like, that first year, mm-hmm. first...
Getting over the hump.
3 years. Mm-hmm. It's just a learning experience, and it's awkward.
Yep.
And it's stressful. And then it's not even just the hair itself. It's just figuring out what works for your hair. Because, mm-hmm. you know, just like you can't use castor oil.
Right.
I know Omari can't use aloe vera. Mm-hmm. You know, I live by aloe vera. Yeah. Like,
yep.
I don't really use coconut oil for my hair. I don't think it works for my hair, but it works for my skin.
Yeah. And see, I can use that on my hair.
Mm. Yeah. See, I use I think olive oil and castor oil have done the best for my hair. Like, since I've been using it over the past couple of months. Now, I did just try that, how do you pronounce it? Miel, whatever it's called. Rosemary Mint Hair Growth Serum. And I think that made my hair just itch and irritated a lot.
Oh, so it didn't work?
Yeah. Like, it may have grown my hair, maybe.
Yeah.
But it definitely irritated my scalp. Because I was doing all right for a little bit, but I noticed when I was using it, my scalp wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And then, what is that? I think it's called African something. African Glow. Super Grow.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Come in a jar.
Yeah.
That I can't think of what it is. It's like a pomade or something. I was using that on my hair maybe some further months ago. And that was irritating my scalp too, so I had to stop using that. So I think I might just need to, you know, keep it simple.
Right. You know what works for now.
I just need to keep it simple. Now, now I'm struggling because, like, my dandruff is, like, really bad again. So that's probably from trying all the new stuff.
Yeah.
So now I got to try to figure out how to get it back to where it was. But at this point, I don't know if I ever hated my natural hair. I've always liked, like, when I looked at my baby pictures and saw how big and puffy my hair was. I've always liked that. I don't know if I ever hated my natural hair. Like, ooh, I never want to be natural. Yeah. I just felt like it wasn't going to be as easy for me as it was for everybody else.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, everybody else was going natural and they had looser textures.
And you're like, mine's not going to look like this.
Yeah, that's how I was for a couple of years when everybody was like, you should go natural. I was like, but mine ain't going to do that.
See, ain't going to do
that like that. Now, who finna comb my hair? Like, y'all talking all that talk, but who finna come?
I did that same thing. You know, look, Jazz was trying to get everybody to go next.
Yeah, that's what they was doing. Her and Kayla was just, you need to done it. Who finna comb my hair? Even though Kayla combed my hair, but still. Yeah. Like, who finna comb these tresses? You know what I'm saying? And after a while, I finally was like, you know what? My hair ain't growing anyway.
So, might as well try.
Might as well. Yeah, try something different.
You went natural before me.
Did I?
Yeah, because I went natural as a challenge.
Oh, okay. So I'm like, I don't even know exactly how long I've been natural. I don't know. I know it was like somewhere close to like maybe within the year that me and Omari first started dating.
Which was what year?
About 2015, I think.
You started after me?
Yeah, it was 2015. So I don't know.
Wow.
But I was transitioning. I didn't cut off my hair. I was just transitioning. I just stopped getting perms. Basically.
That's what I did.
Yeah, okay.
That's what
I did protective styles.
Yeah, I couldn't do the big chop. Because my hair, it would grow, but it didn't never grow as long as it has with being natural. Mm. And I, you know, everybody was on the natural wave, and so my cousin was like, no, it was my beautician. She was like, you ain't gonna last natural. She was like, I don't even know why you trying to go natural. And so I was like, is this a challenge? And so it's funny because
is that a challenge?
Is this a challenge? And I remember it was December of 2014. I stopped getting perms, and my hair would just flourish after that. Yep. Up until I dyed it.
Well, you are not. I told you,
man.
Kept telling us, like, girl, stop dyeing your hair. Stop putting heat on your hair,
man.
So frequently, stop.
Always putting heat on it.
Doing it.
And when I dyed it red, and when I had dyed it like, it was blonde, but it wasn't real bright blonde. It was fine. Mm-hmm. But when I did that last, like, real bright blonde, oh my God. Like, I'm still fighting with my hair right now.
You use blonde and then mess it up. Because I think that's what happened to my mama hair.
Yeah.
Because she's been trying to figure out why it won't, like, it won't grow in certain places. Or, it just grows weird to her. But that might be part of it. Mm-hmm. When she bleached her hair. Cause she was getting to dye blonde like frequently throughout the year, so that might have been what messed her up.
See, that's what happened with my mama. You know, my mama didn't want to go natural for the longest. So I'm like, girl, you have your hair texture is more finer than mine.
Yeah,
like,
it's gonna be easy for you. Like,
and her hair grow like, you should see where her hair is now.
Yeah, see. Mama put too much.
Yeah. But she had to fight, too, because she had tried to dye platinum. She had to do the big chop all over again.
Maybe that's why you thought I started before you, because you had to kind of revert back after you dyed it and then the heat damage.
Yep.
Maybe that's why you thought that.
Oh, Lord. My poor hair. I'm not going to even dye it no more. It's just going to be boring, basic colors. Only time it'll be color is with some weave, because I'm just like, I'm just not gonna dye it.
I really want this color that I always have wanted for years, like since I went natural. I've been wanting like that reddish, kind of like the
like
curly
an auburn
weave I got. Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Kind of like that, maybe a little darker, or maybe more of a highlighted, not just my whole head.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted that, but if I do it, it would have to be like a rinse. I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't bleach my hair. I'd be too terrified. So I would. Yeah. And then I don't know how to commit to anything, so I probably won't do that.
Now, when I was only rinsing, my hair was fine. When I started, that blonde, when I bleached, it was so cute, though.
It was, though. I'm back on. It was cute.
So, a few of my favorite hair products have been the Cantu products. I love those. What is it? It's the conditioner, the leave-in conditioner. I love that.
I will say, I haven't had great experiences with other Cantu products, but the leave-in conditioner is always faithful.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
And I've noticed, like, oh my gosh, what is that? Garnier, something like that.
Garnier, man, used to be the bomb when I was transitioning.
Really?
Garnier.
Because it reverts
back. And
then they're
not as expensive either.
Yes, real cheap.
I'm really thinking about trying them as far as like their little new 3-minute conditioners and stuff like that. I wouldn't do all the other stuff because that ain't for us. That ain't for us, even though they're trying to claim it.
Yeah, I love their shampoo and conditioner. When I've tried, I didn't like the Cantu shampoo and conditioner. That
me neither.
Didn't work.
Maybe that's
for me.
What made me like. Yeah.
Mhm. Yeah, that didn't work at all for me. What else have I used?
What shampoo and conditioner you use from them? Because I know I used to use Hydra Recharge, and they used to be real good. That conditioner was.
I don't know the name of it. It was in a red, like it had a red label around it. And the top is red.
I can't think of which one that is. Mm-hmm. Could be the color. I know they had like a reddish one that was like Color Shield or something, but that might not be it.
And I tried it because I think Hazel Goddess, I think, she had posted it on YouTube and said it was one of the best. And you know, her hair be yeah, everything.
She had some defined curls. Mm-hmm. Moisturized.
Yes. So I tried that. And Wave Nouveau. Sometime I mixed that with the Cantu leave-in conditioner and the Cantu curling cream. Mm. And then I do my finger coils with it.
Oh, okay. Who is Wave Nouveau?
I don't know. My cousin had told us about that. Because of my mom and Ayana hair texture.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, I can't use it by myself like they can, but I can mix it with something.
So. Yeah, see, that's the thing. When it comes to textures, like, that I had to learn after a while. I'm even learning with Yamaya's hair. Because her hair is looser than mine. I think her hair is a lot like yours. It's like a mixture between yours and Ayana's.
Yamaya's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because her hair is like her dad's. Mm. Omari has like three different textures in his hair. Yeah, learning about her hair. I thought, actually, that I wouldn't have to put like creams and thicker products on her hair like I have to use on my hair.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen that it gets more moisturized and her curls get more defined when I use cream. Because I thought, oh, her hair looser, maybe yeah. I don't have to be as heavy with certain products. Mm-hmm. I thought I could just use aloe and oil, I think is what I was using at first.
Mm-hmm.
Till I found that Aunt Jackie's, I think it's for kids, detangler. But it's also kind of like a leave-in moisturizer. It has some oils in there, too.
And it works pretty good?
Yeah. Like, her hair does best when I do the lock method, when I do the aloe vera juice is my liquid. I like olive oil best as an oil, and then the detangler as the cream.
And she got some long hair, y'all. That baby got some long hair.
Yes!
She came out with a head full of hair.
I'm like, well, the heartburn was serious, so she better have had, yeah. That's all I'm saying. That whole fridge, she better have a handful of hair. Because my chest was on fire.
Man.
Like,
she got some beautiful hair.
She do. I was like, at least her hair, well, it's still really thick. I am glad that it's thicker than I thought it was going to be. Because I was like, you don't have loose texture hair. And I ain't gonna know what to do with it. I'm gonna have to learn a whole new book. You know what I'm saying? And then I feel like I wasn't gonna be able to do as much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but her hair did start getting thicker. I'm like, okay, so now I'm gonna be able to, you know, get some braids and it won't like pull her hair out, or maybe her braids won't slip out no more. Because for, I'm gonna say her first, when did I really start doing her hair? Maybe when she was like 5-6 months. Her hair wouldn't even hold a little plait braid.
Oh, it wouldn't rubber band would slide.
Yeah, like, well, no, I didn't even use rubber bands on her hair. I just started using them on her hair.
Oh, okay.
I would just do a little, you know, like a little
braid, like a little plait,
and just curl the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that wouldn't even hold. Now they do, because her hair has gotten a little thicker. So, and I guess I'm going to be learning, educating myself about her hair the older she get, because, you know, things change.
Yep.
Once she start retaining a lot more length, we gonna see how it go. We gonna see.
Or you find a good product, and then like it don't work no more.
Oh my god! Yes, it don't work no more. I'm trying to think what did that to me.
A couple of things.
It might have been Garnier. It might be why I stopped using Garnier fruit teas for a little while. Cantu products did that. Cantu got this brush and it's supposed to look like a demon brush, but it's not, y'all. Don't buy it. Unless you got loose texture hair, and that's cool. It might work for you, but if you have like,
you got some naps up in there,
4A to 4C hair, because I have 4C texture.
I don't even know what I got.
Don't buy that. Don't buy that little fake demon brush. Get an actual demon brush. From the beauty supply. I can't wait to go to the beauty supply and give me another one, because that brush deceived me.
I know you was hurt.
I was perceived, as me and Omari would say. That's an insider. Like, I was definitely perceived. Demon brush. Old Faithful product. I remember Jazz put me on a demon brush. She kept telling me, she was like, you need a demon brush. And I was like, that ain't gonna work for me.
Yeah.
You know, her hair looser than mine. I was like, that ain't gonna work for me, girl. I ain't finna get that. Until I finally was like, let me try it. Save my life.
Man.
It was like, swoop. Right through my scalp. Like, what is this? What is this sorcery? What is happening here?
And the thing you got me, that I love that when you wash your hair, that thing that you...
Yes, because you know my dandruff real bad. And I was mad. What was that last week? I tried to wash my hair with the Dawn soap, but I didn't have the scalp scrubber. So I missed a lot of parts. So my dandruff was still there. I think in the middle of my head. Mm. The other sides of my hair actually were clean. But, and then I put that Miel oil in my hair right after I washed it, like the next day. And then my scalp was like, mm-mm.
Dang. So what does the Dawn soap do?
It just cleans your scalp real good.
Hmm.
I just use it as a shampoo. But I think I'm going to try, because I did buy that T-Sal shampoo from Neutrogena that Jazz told me to try. So I'm going to try it whenever I wash my hair to put these braids in.
And I
want to
try some, what is it, Aussie products in the purple?
That's what, I can't think of her name. It's the girl from YouTube. And she had 4C hair, and she really helped me, like, figure out the products that worked and figure out some protective styles that worked. Once I just started following every video she posted, I was like, okay, I think I'm getting somewhere. Because she used Ozzy, too. She was like, she swore on Ozzy. And that's why I bought that avocado conditioner they had. It was so good. I love that one. And then that's when I tried to buy the apricot conditioner, but ended up being shampoo. So now it's just a big old jar of shampoo, and I'm not going to use it because it ain't going to do nothing for me.
Dang.
I want the conditioner. So one of these days, I'm going to go buy that avocado conditioner in a bigger jar if I can find it.
And what grows your hair? Because I know for me, when I co-wash my hair, if I wash it once and co-wash it like 2 or 3 times, out the week, when I was doing that, my hair was growing a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And when I was finger coiling it, you know, that's the only protective style. That and flexi rods. Don't none else work for me.
I hadn't even done no flexi rods, and I don't even know how long. I guess since all my perm was cut off, I hadn't done flexi rods. I just don't want to sleep in them.
I don't be wanting to do them.
I tried that too. I tried Bantu knots. What was it, last week?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't come out right.
They never come out right.
They looked right. Like, they were twisted, and it was cute. I had little triangles and everything.
Yeah.
I even wore it out that day. But I took it down, and it was frizzy. Like, they looked real good in the back. Like, I could see the curl and everything in the back, but the front was just frizzy, and I'm like, if it was gonna do this, I might as well just wore my afro.
The front was like, you thought.
Yeah. Like, surprise. We do what we want up here. So that's what I did. I think I put in the puff or afro, one of them. I might have put in the puff. I was upset though, because the back was cute, so I was like, it would have been real nice if the rest of it cooperated,
because
that girl, what's her name, Neek Space, I don't know her name. I don't know her name on Instagram, but I want to achieve her Bantu knot out one day.
Keep trying.
It's so beautiful and fluffy and big. You know, I love volume. Mm-hmm. I like big hair. Every time I get straight hair, I be like, what is this?
Like, she loves curly hair. I don't think, have you ever had straight hair, like weave?
In high school. I think I had, like, what is that, Remy Saga once that was just plain straight. And then I had, you know, like, wavy hair.
I feel like curly hair is more you. Like, they look like
you. It's just more.
Yeah. And I like straight hair.
I can't do it.
We're so opposite.
I always want to. I'd be like, that's cute. And then I'd be like, I shouldn't have did that.
I feel like curly hair just looks weird on me.
No. A lot of people, you know, y'all like the bundles and stuff.
Yes.
If it ain't got no curls in it, I'd be like,
Shout out to the bundles because I'm finna go cop me some paper.
One of these days, I'm gonna give me some long, curly bundles. Like,
okay,
we're
gonna be popping.
Long and curly. I want something like that. But ever since I discovered natural hair clippings, I have been in love.
Man.
They are faithful.
They look like it's coming out her scalp.
Out the scalp. For years, people was like, is that your hair? I'm like, no. I'm going to tell you, no, that ain't my hair.
I bought it.
My hair is a completely different texture. Well, when I had that first clippings, now I got the clippings that's my hair texture, and it's so cool. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. Mm-hmm. It's like I got weave that looks like my hair.
Whoever came up with this, that's awesome. To get weed that actually, because you know,
that
for
looks
years,
like black women hair. Yeah, yes, that's
for years we've been getting like real silky hair that look, it don't match our texture. So then we have to straighten if you do a leave out.
Yeah,
and that's heat damage.
Yeah, then everybody hair was short at the front and long at the back.
And then when you try to wash it, like do a wash and go or something.
Oh,
everything
Lord.
Else looking right, but then that leave out, they got them straight pieces.
Yeah.
So then you like, forget this. I'm just going to do a high ponytail.
I noticed that maybe sometime in the middle of last year, I noticed that my hair in the front has grown longer than I've ever seen it. Wow. My entire life. Like, I was like, what? My hair go all the way down to my chin in the front.
Mm-hmm.
That was so new to me. I was like, look at this. Because we so used to that hair being burnt out. Or just struggling.
Let's talk about shrinkage too, because
ooh.
I was talking to this guy in my job. Shout out to James. Hey boo, if you listen. I was showing him, because we were saying something about hair, and I showed him what my hair looked like straight, and he was like, oh my god, like this yours? Like, yes, people don't know this shrinkage. It be making you look like you ain't got no
hair. None. I be looking like my brother. My brother is just like Chris when my hair is shrunk. Like, I can pat my hair all the way down. At least to like a mini fro.
Dang.
I can pat it all the way down. And mama be like, it like a sponge. I be like, don't be a hater, bro. Don't
so
be
funny.
A hater. She will kill your
she
joy.
She
said
it like a sponge.
Yes. She said yes and the same thing. I like, bro, she will kill your joy.
My mama used to do that until she went natural. She was like, I don't like that. I'm like, well, dang. You know, I used to be like.
That's what they say.
Yes.
So I don't like that. Mm-mm.
I changed it. I don't even like my hair no more because she don't like it. Yeah. That's how I used to be. Now I'd be like, shh.
Yeah.
I like it.
Now I'm like, I love my hair.
Right.
I do. I'd be so excited to wear my hair. I'd be like, all right, I'm tired of covering it up. I want to do something to it. We are free blackbirds.
Yes.
We are free.
Yes.
But, yeah, I'll be, like, after I've been in my little protective style, I just be so excited to wear my hair. But, you know, then your joy get killed when you do your little style with your hair and don't turn out the way you wanted it to.
And you be spending, like, 4 hours.
Yes, with all your little creams and combs, doing all your little twists and stuff, and then it don't turn out the way you thought it was.
I hate that. I remember one day, I was like, oh, this is going to be cute. No, oh no, I got to tell you about this time. This girl came over to do my natural hair, and for my hair, she was like, well, it don't take that much, but I noticed when I actually use a heavier amount, the styles come out better than only using a little bit. And so I had a feeling, I'm like, God, please, I hope this comes out right. Sure enough, I got up that morning, and I paid her.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't look right.
What style was that? Was that the finger coils?
I think
she... Or two-strand twist?
Two-strand twist.
Now, I don't know how she messed up two-strand twist. I don't know how she did that. Well, I guess because she ain't using the front.
I was looking like...
boo-boo the fool, as our mamas would say.
This ain't it. Like, so I have to hurry up and find something because I'm trying to get ready to go to work now. And
oh, that's the worst. I try to tell people, if you're gonna try something new, make sure you ain't got nowhere to be.
Man.
Make sure you try at least a day before So if it don't turn out right, you can fix it.
Mm-hmm. Like, that last minute fixing, man.
Man, I would have been mad. You just walk around. Ain't nothing worse than when you got to walk around looking crazy all day.
All day. Luckily, I was able to do, like, put it in a low ponytail because it was wavy. So.
Protective style. Save lives.
It saved lives.
They do, because that's a look. If all else fails, I put my hair in a bun. I put my hair in a bun. If I don't know what to do with it, if it's acting crazy, I'm about to slap it in a bun and go about my business. And buns are for everything. Mm-hmm. You had a job interview, slap it in a bun. You want to go out, slap your hair in a bun. Like,
shoot.
You chilling at Razzle's, put your hair in a bun.
It works for everything. Or high puff.
High puff. I love my high puff.
I love high puff.
Ain't nothing like a nice high puff.
Man, especially when you just washed your hair.
Ooh.
That'd be the best one.
You blow dry it, so it's real big. Mm-hmm. All you gotta do is add a little bit of cream or a little bit of water to shrink it and shape it a little, just a little bit. So much life.
So much.
So much. Well, now, I think I'm gonna try the box braids with the, I'm gonna try some blondish, brownish colors. Try to do something new.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. You can do so much. So much with
we
your hair.
We thought we couldn't do nothing with our hair.
Nothing.
We thought our hair was just...
meant for perms.
As these people say, nappy.
Man, nappy.
My hair is nappy. But that don't mean...
The nappier, the more I can do with it.
Exactly. Nappy helps you flourish. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean?
You know, we have boxer braids. I mean cornrows.
Boxer braids.
What is boxer?
What are those? Like,
you mean cornrows?
Where y'all find them at? Y'all just pulled them out the box. Yes. Surprise. Like, no.
And there's so many different types of braids you can get.
Yeah.
It's just, it amazing.
And then they coming up with new stuff to this day. That's what's crazy to me. Like, all the stuff that black people have already done or ethnic people have already done with their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And we still coming up with new ways to do new our hair. Ways. And they still trying to steal the old ways, but that's okay, because we create new ways.
New ways.
So it don't even matter.
Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of stuff. Like when Beyonce came out with the lemonade braids, wasn't nobody doing the lemonade braids?
Yeah, they stopped.
Maybe a long time ago.
Yeah, but so they stopped doing the lemonade braids, because I had me some lemonade braids. I was like 6. think my friend, sister did my lemonade braids.
Back in the day when you used to get the braids and had a little beads put on the end.
Yep.
Thought you were real cute.
Thought she was cute. Always in the summer, your hair stayed braided with your beads.
Yes. Man, there's so much you could do with weave. It's crazy.
It is.
And how they make weave look like it's coming out of your scalp now.
Yes.
Like,
yes. I really want to try them knotless braids. Like,
I wanted to try those too.
I'm down to try them. I'm going to figure it out. I hope. If I had the patience.
Like, she gonna try her some knotless braids.
If Emaya don't rip my hair out while I'm trying to do it.
Right.
Because she definitely be pulling. She pulling the back of my hair now. I'm like, ma'am, that's where my hair grow the longest.
She like, mama, what's this?
Yeah. All in the nape of my neck.
All up in your kitchen.
All up in my kitchen pulling my hair. The funny thing is, a lot of people, like, their kitchen is the roughest part of their hair, but that's the loosest part of my hair.
Really?
It's so weird. Wow. It's the longest and the loosest part of my hair.
That is crazy.
Like, most of the time, people be struggling to comb the back of their hair. Mm-hmm. Like, mine be like, whoop.
Good
I don't
to
know
go.
What that's about.
Well, I want to try me a wig. I know you always make wigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't worn mine in a while. I want to try something new. But I gotta be in the mood. You know, I go through phases where I be like, I'm interested in this, and then I move on.
Mm-hmm. I wanna try me a blonde wig, though.
A blonde wig?
Like, real
that blonde. Would work. See, you can do the blonde. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can see how it works.
Because, you know me, if I keep thinking, you know, I wanna be blonde, you know, I'll find some kind of way to encourage myself to do it, even though I said I wasn't gonna dye my hair.
See? Yeah, yeah, so you should, mm-hmm. go and do the wig. I had that straight wig, but I don't like it. It was cheap anyway, but I liked it better when it was curly. Yeah.
I was gonna say you can recurl it.
Yeah.
Hair representation. We see so much of it now.
It's a whole new world out here. I like never in my life did I think I would see so much black hair on TV. Black natural hair.
Natural
on
hair.
TV. They got books for children, and I'm gonna buy every single one of them for you.
Man.
I'm gonna try to get her everything with black people on it. Cause it's just it's a beautiful thing that we're starting to take charge of our narratives and what we see and what we take in on a regular basis. Cause we ain't had none of it back then. It was barely any. Like maybe when we got a little older, we finally start seeing Living Single in a Different World. Yeah. And
but it was like
shows, but
a few characters.
Yeah, it was still limited.
Yeah.
It was still limited.
And everybody at school, you know, was getting perms and thought that natural hair was ugly and nappy. So, nobody getting no natural hair.
If your hair wasn't loose and wavy, then...
Yeah, that was the only
thing. It wasn't cute.
And I like that you see, like, actual different types of natural hair. Cause,
they actually, show all.
Yeah. Because it used to be where you only thought, like you said, loose textured hair was
That's
cute.
The only natural hair you saw anywhere.
Yes.
At all. Yep, that's it.
And like Tracy Ellis Ross, I love her hair. Taraji, it grew so quick.
Oh my god,
man!
Now she did just dye it red. I could have told her not to do that.
Oh dang!
She dyed it red too.
Protect your hair, Taraji.
I'm like maybe
I love you, Taraji.
Maybe maybe she got real good styles. Yeah. And maybe they know how to protect natural hair when they color it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have did that. And it was just blonde, too.
It was
she
blonde.
She need to be careful. She need to be careful.
It was just blonde.
Be careful, Taraji. Protect your tresses.
Yes.
Although we have heard that your products was a little rough on the edges. So we're going to figure it out, though.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to figure it out ourselves.
Maybe it didn't work for their hair texture. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I did. But we did get Tracy's. Hair products.
I've heard nothing but good things about Tracy's products.
Y'all love it. Yeah. She love her products.
Yeah.
And what I like that Tracy did was too, when you go to the store, she has different, like if your hair is this this type of wave, like 4C, whatever, she has specific.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Tracy
got it. She like, I got you, boo.
Tracy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yo,
and my Trey Songz voice, what he say? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
If I don't do nothing, I'm a bow.
I'm a
clock. Like oh, clock wow.
I'm get your money. Little
duffel bag boy. Get money. I said, I ain't no rave.
Sorry about the detour.
Y'all got shit.
I don't know what she said. Excuse my niece.
Anywho,
what were we talking about?
Representation. But yeah, I feel like that representation has like put more confidence in a lot of us to just love our hair and keep going, because it's not easy.
It's not easy.
It's a constant learning process.
Mm-hmm. And now kids can look on TV and they can be like, oh, she got hair like me.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty awesome.
Because I love it. You know, I be feeling like I'm from Wakanda or something when I wear my shirt.
Like, okay.
Black power, you know?
Yeah.
It just do something to me.
It just do something to your soul.
Yeah.
It's probably the ancestors whispering in our ears.
Yeah.
Telling us to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
To keep on going. Keep keeping on. Out here in these streets. It's hard out here.
It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
All right, y'all.
Well, all right. I hope y'all like our episode. Remain confident in your natural hair.
Love yourself and love your tresses.
Yes. And love all of your blackness.
All of it.
Yes. And two, we talk to y'all again on the podcast. We're going to try to be more consistent.
At some point, we're going to get it together.
Yes.
But if y'all know us, y'all know we a mess.
So. Pray for us. We're going to keep progressing.
That's right.
All right.